opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. There's nothing hotter right now in baseball than the Marlins, and they are back home, Woody, as you just mentioned. Clayton McCullough, the Marlins manager, joins us this morning. 47 runs in six road games. It was batting practice out there. Late runs, big innings, clutch two-out hits. Boy, Skip's got to make you feel pretty good the way this team, starting with what you did to the Braves before you left and just continued out west.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Didn't really even, you're just going to each kind of play in each game and didn't even, really put it into perspective until we're heading back and figure, going on the West Coast and winning six in a row is, that's hard to do.
Yes.
And especially against two really good opponents and tough place to score and play in San Fran. Arizona has a terrific offense. The games there can get, wild. And you mentioned offensively, we were terrific. I think the bat quality, our ability to, take really good at bats against starters and try to grind them out as best we can. Guys coming through with, runners in scoring position late in games. It was a fun week for sure.
I got to ask you about Otto Lopez because he has just had one of the nicest runs, even late in your career, what he's been doing from power, pitch outside. He'll choke up on a little bit, take it to right field, and the numbers with the great speed he has. Just talk about what kind of zone he's been in.
Yeah, it's been we really like Otto as a player and felt that offensively in particular, there was a lot of room to grow, that this guy has always made a lot of contact. He's strong. He started hitting the ball harder last year than he ever had. And if he could tighten up the strike zone some, improve his plate discipline, like there was just there was still a really good hitter and things that he could, grow on. And I think we've seen is that he's certainly very confident, as he should be. He's using the entire field. And his ability to get himself in some better counts is allowing him to get to some of the power that he has. Kind of extra base, some doubles, and the occasional homer. He's on a really good run right now, but he's certainly not this is not a fluky player. This guy is really good.
Hey, yeah. So speaking of not just Otto and what he's been able to do, but even Augustin Ramirez, who got off to the great start, and then I thought they kind of figured him out there for a while, and I was like, oh boy, how is Skip's patience going to be with guys, and do we stick with them through this and work through it, or do you send them down? And Kyle Stowers went through a little bit of that there too. And then they got it rolling again. Just talk about that when a guy all of a sudden goes 1 for 15 or 16 and you're not seeing it, and they've kind of figured them out, but you stuck with these guys and they got swinging hot bats again.
Yeah, I think one, certainly believe in the talent, believe in the person, and understand that over the course of a long season, there's going to be some of those ebbs and flows of performance. And more looking at, you know, we believe that in particular both of those guys, Kyle and Augustine, are going to be big parts of, you know, what we have going on now and in the future. And learning how to make adjustments at the major league level is going to be a big part of, you know, the type of career that you have, because it's going to happen. Augustine, people started really throwing him a lot of breaking balls and spinning the ball away from him, play on some of the aggression, and which was great. We thought it was a good thing. Like, that's what you have to go through to continue to build up some armor to stay in this league. And Augustine just kept going to work. Pedro Guerrero in particular and him, you know, spent a lot of time talking about plan, approach. They've helped him some with his, you know, with his setup in the box. So that's what you're always doing, is trying to, you know, bob and weave to make adjustments throughout the year that are, a lot of times are very minor, but and he's done that. And then Kyle, the great start that he had, and, you know, Kyle is just one that is always looking to get better. He's got a really great head on his shoulders. He's becoming a real leader of our team. And, you know, to see him come back out, and when he started driving the ball, Joe, the other way again, he homered to center. He hit another one to left center. Like, that's when kind of felt like, okay, he's getting back to that version that we saw early in the year, that was doing that at a regular rate, and had a great road trip. And, you know, you see that, you get those guys in those spots in the lineup that are, you know, coming through with runners on, and that's how you can pile up runs.
So we're halfway through the season, and you've had a lot of young guys. You've had some guys, you know, are injured, unfortunately. You've had some other guys that, you know, haven't panned out, and you've had other guys kind of up and down. You got a pretty good feel now for, because I feel like a little bit of, you're trying to figure out, of all these young guys, and a lot of them been through trades and gone through the minor league system or somebody else's minor league system. Are you starting to get a pretty good feel for, like, I mean, you go and you look at the other coaches and go, This guy's a future player for us right here. You starting to get that feel for some guys?
I think we are. And we're also always going to be evaluating. I mean, that goes for player and staff as well. Like, you're always here having to, you know, continue to get better, or this league just passes you by and other people come. And I think we're certainly, I know I have been very proud of how our team, for me, throughout the course of this season, has their ability to respond to moments, I think, has been a part of this little run we've been on, is that we've been in a lot of close games this year. We've lost a lot of close games, but that things happen during the course of the game. You just have to move on. You move past it to the next play, and we really responded well on this road trip. And, you know, some games that were back and forth, the ability to score late, the ability to make a big pitch late, make a play. So they're growing confidence in the fact that they know they're never out of a game. And also now the ability to finish off some of those games and to win some of these tight ones, especially on the road, is a really great sign for our club.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm starting to feel like, watching those games out west, that even though San Francisco had a lead in a couple of games, Arizona had a lead, it was like, are they going to come back again? I start wondering if they're thinking, are the Marlins coming back on? Oh, no, a guy walked. Oh, no, now a guy got a base hit. Oh, heck, we got two runners on, no outs. They're about ready to get another big hit. Do you start feeling that way late in games with the way you guys been able to come back? It's like a veteran team that expects to come back sometimes.
Yeah, we do feel that way. And even early in the season, when we would have some games where, you know what, it was not going our way, and we were able to put together three or four runs late in the game, which forced the opponent to bring in maybe a reliever or two that they were hoping not to throw that day, you know, in that type of, you know, score construct, and told our guys, like, that's a win. Like, over the course of the season, your ability to continue to force people to have to throw more pitchers, you know, force them to have to utilize, you know, a closer in a game they didn't want to do, like, it sets you up well for the next day. And also, there's just this resilient, relentless attitude we have to have, where you just play all nine, and it's never over, because every at bat matters. And you know, they've just done a great job of never quitting throughout the season. And part of that too is, like, hey, you're a professional. Like, you don't get to quit on an at bat. Like, if you're trying to make your mark here, you know, and you're trying to earn your stripes, like, every at bat you take matters.
Yeah. So there's so many different things to talk about. How you played on the road. You guys are almost 500 on the road. There are a lot of teams really good right now that aren't 500 on the road. What do you think's been the biggest thing for success on the road, including a couple West Coast trips already?
Yeah, I think recently it's been, I think we're just playing much better in all facets. Okay. Our pitching since, I mean, really the early middle part of May has done such a great job of, we talk organizationally about the strike throwing and attacking hitters with your best stuff. And we cut down our walks big time. And we stopped giving up free passes. We have a pitching staff with terrific stuff. They're in the zone more often, not giving up free passes, and their results are turning. And defensively, we've really cleaned it up. We're making the routine play more routine. And then, you know, offensively, it's just trying to build innings. You're not always going to get the two-out hit. You're not always going to hit well with runners in scoring position on a given night or a series. But if you're giving yourselves opportunities and you have a really good game plan that you can stick to during the game, you're going to give yourself chances. And then you do go on runs like this where, you know, sometimes the ball does bounce your way. You know, you make a big play in a spot in the game, and that's how you win some close ones. So I think we're just playing better in a lot of facets. And on the road, I look at, like, I think our staff does a really good job of just trying to make each day very much look the same to the players. We're just going to go prepare for this game today and utilize anything from, you know, yesterday to help us for today. But now we just got to move on to today, and let's get ready for this one the same as we would any other game. And we just, you know, kind of methodically march through this season.
I always wonder, you got a lot of young guys that are really getting their first chance knowing they're going to be everyday players. Do you have to spend a lot of time with a guy if you notice, or you start to get a feel for a guy going into a little bit of a funk, or is that something you tell your coaches to stay on top of, want to keep everybody, you know, because baseball is hard, man. I mean, it's a tough game.
It is. And our coaches are great about that. We knew that, but that's the part I think we all really enjoy, is the time spent with the players. And look, there's certainly some physical work done, work in the cage, ground balls, you know, their bullpen sessions. But it's as much reminding sometimes guys that, like, hey, you're a really good player. Like, you know, hey, Dane Myers, Otto Lopez, you guys are really talented and you're good, and you've shown that you can play here. Like, let's get back to, you know, what you were thinking about and trying to control your thoughts better, because your swing is very much the same as it was 3 weeks ago when you were doing well. Like, what's now getting in your way? So those are, like, ongoing conversations, you know, every day. Not only, like, the entire group, but then you have the individuals as well. And a lot of it is reminding them that they're good. And I'm trying to help them get out of their own way sometimes when some adversity comes along.
Yeah, no, man, that's a great message for everybody. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, joins us. So you lose 3 to the Rockies, and I was like, and I was so pumped because they were struggling so much, and they get 3. Were you concerned after that series, because they were tight ball games and they end up winning those games, that was going to affect you because they were so bad at that point and struggling, especially on the road?
I would have only been concerned if after that series, if things had, like, gone the other way with how we approached our preparation, how we competed in the game. If I felt like there was a hangover effect from that series, then yes. But I had a lot of confidence that we would bounce back. And look, it's disappointing to get swept by anyone at home. And we didn't feel like that series that we really capitalized on opportunities that we had left a lot of meat on the bone. And that was the frustrating part. But, like, I mean, Colorado and everyone has major league players, and everyone on a given night, you know, they're in a league for a reason, and pitchers are good. And if you don't play good baseball, you can lose to anyone. So for me, it was frustrating we got swept at home and that we didn't play very well. But that it was Colorado, I was trying to look more under the hood at our guys and, like, let's worry about what we're doing or not doing and not, you know, who we're playing, because we're going to have to play good to beat, you know, you have to play good to beat everyone. And certainly to be consistently a winner, you have to be able to just, you know, go into each game, each series with what it's going to take to win, you know, that particular one, and less about, you know, who you're playing and how and what you have to do as a standard, as a team that you know is going to lead to winning.
It's a great message, man. You're right. It's always about your team, and you can't worry about everybody else. Like you said, everybody's got great players and goes through the same draft and free agency and the whole thing. So I got to ask you the other one that's out there nationally, and that is Sandy Alcantara. The good news is, for the most part, he's really pitched a lot better here in the last 5 or 6 outings. And that trade talk that's out there, how do you handle that? How do you go about it? Do you leave it alone because he's a pretty mature guy? How do you treat it with him, that stuff, and that the different teams, Chicago might be interested, the Padres might be interested in him, everybody's looking for good starting pitching?
I think that's what everyone is going to be looking for, good players, right, this time of year. And certainly somebody of Sandy's ilk that is certainly turning the corner from the rehab process and getting through the season. He's throwing the ball so much better. They're going to be talked about. And, you know, he's a pro. He's been here, you know, in this league a long time. And we just look at, like, you know, Sandy and everyone else are Miami Marlins until, you know, they're not. We really, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And also, having seen this and read a lot of stuff the last, you know, 10 years, much of what you read is, you know, there's a lot of just smoke. So I think it's, you know, someone like, you know, Sandy, is that he's going to go out there, we know, and he's going to prepare himself for his next start as a Miami Marlin. He'll continue to do that.
Well, listen, this is going to be fun, man. People ought to be fired up because you guys are playing some best baseball they've played in years. It's true. I said it last time, and you weren't winning a lot, but I just you got a good group, and you can see the difference in talent. The young talent is really here, a lot of really good players. 7 straight wins, 3 against the Twins starting tonight, and then, of course, 4th of July, the Brewers will be in town. Skip, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Always good to catch up with you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager. That guy'd be fun to play for right there, right? Message is positive. It's good. That's a tough game, man. I know they're all tough. Don't get me wrong. Nothing's easy, man. You're playing against other professionals. But hitting that baseball, it's not so much even the fielding, but hitting. And if you can't hit a curveball, you can't get around on a fastball. Yeah, it can be a brutal sport. All right, you could tell there was a time when I just said, this sport's not going to work out. No, this is not going to work. All right, we got more stuff to get to here today. As we continue on here in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have more for you, including we'll have hear from Kyle Krabs coming up here later on and talk a little bit about the big trade from yesterday. Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh for Minka Fitzpatrick, coming back where he was originally a first-round pick with the Miami Dolphins. Right now, I want to talk to you about protecting your home. It's hurricane season, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. They got a great staff over there today waiting for your call. Any questions you have, so they'll get out there, take a look at the job, whether it's the windows or doors or that new roof. But don't wait. Listen, if you're waiting, hoping to get lucky through one more hurricane season, you don't need to. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. What's that thing? What'd that thing say? Put your hands down your pants? Is that what that song said? Gosh, Woody. You know, we try
kinda
to run,
ran long because you were talking to.
We
Toby
tried to
the
run a clean.
There.
Well, we were talking about Jalen Ramsey.
What are his thoughts?
We're trying to run a clean
or
show.
Should we wait till 10?
No, but I'll tease you what he's going to say. Tobin thinks he had no problem with the deal. Like Jalen Ramsey wasn't coming back, so now we got people acting like Jalen Ramsey was. He was never coming back. It was done. He was done. Whatever. Oh, he's really good. Okay. Well, he's not that good. Okay.
Sometimes it's tough for people to come to terms with that. I had the same thing with Jimmy Butler. I thought they could figure it out.
And then I got this 14 times yesterday. Why did they give Jalen Ramsey all that money less than a year ago for last year and this year coming up, and they got rid of him? Whatever it is, they didn't know before? And I go, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody's like, the team's not going to say anything because they're trying to get as much as they can for him. So they're making him sound like, we just had a little disagreement on some things. It's no big deal. Meanwhile, everybody knows how Jalen Ramsey is. Jalen Ramsey's been on four teams. Is this four or five now? He's been on a few teams. And if he's not happy the way things are going, he's got a good way of getting himself out of town. And it works for him. And matter of fact, he got a raise. On top of everything else, the Steelers threw in another $1.5 million. How's that happen? Woody, how'd you like to, on top of it, hey, you already won highest paid guys.
Me off,
yeah. Steelers go, but hey, we want to show you how much we love you as a player. Here's another $1.5 million on top.
If you can get over the fact that the Dolphins blew this whole situation to begin with, then it was a good trade. They made out well.
So you have one guy.
The Jalen Ramsey thing, that's all self. You know, you did that to yourself. You gave him a bunch of money. For whatever reason, you couldn't manage his crappy personality. And he was worthless. Well, he was a fifth-round pick, Joe. So he was worthless. John, who would have probably been around the same, right?
So here's the funny thing with John, who went out as kind of a 50-catch guy. But you know the situation. He had Pitts there with him. And so he was kind of second tight end. So we get him on the cheap here for 2 years. And he plays like one of the three or four best tight ends in football in this system, especially the way everything turned out. He catches, especially in the second half of the year, goes on and catches 88 footballs. So he outplayed his contract. If I'm him, I'd have done the same thing. I'd have called my agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said, Drew, $4 million, 88 catches, 8 touchdowns. Those look like the best numbers on the team to me. What are we doing? We're getting you a raise. And the team, obviously, is not the business of giving raises, although they got one more guy on the list, and they got to take care of him. There is no like, all right, if you're going to be like that, we'll just play with all rookies. And that's Zach Sealer. Zach Sealer's importance with three defense alignment that are going to be playing around him this year, if they all three play, two of them will play. He's really important to this defensive line. So they've got to do something, because the last thing you want is Zach Sealer sitting out doing certain drills and then watching certain drills and totally getting out of his rhythm. And I saw Christian Wilkins do that, and he didn't get off to a great start. He didn't play great to start the season. By the time he got rolling, he played great, though. He ends up having a hell of a season. Got himself paid a lot of money. So anyway, we get our old guy back here, Minka Fitzpatrick, who I almost forgot. He played one full season and two games the next year. But, man, when he made – like yesterday, when he made up his mind he was done, he was done. I think the owner, I think even Stephen Ross talked to him. He goes, no, Mr. Ross, I got to get out of here. No, the way they're using me now, I'm done. So anyway, Minka Fitzpatrick comes back. We're going to talk more with Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and A to Z Sports, about this coming up. But first, I do want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available at similar savings. But hurry, this deal is for a limited time. Plus, by the way, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers. Matter of fact, I've been going there. I figured out last night, 35 years, 35, almost 36 years, I've been going to Beverly's Jewelers. Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard. It's always been there. Or online to bevjewelers.com, Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged for birthdays, anniversaries, or anything else. Go see Jeff and Amanda at Beverly's Jewelers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.